were just, before we left for lunch, we were talking about horses. What's an animal used to carry heavy loads, and it resembles a horse, but it's not a horse?
Donkey.
Okay. What other kinds are there that are kind of like donkeys?
Mules, I guess, but...
Yep. Can donkeys be called anything else?
Burritos.
What is that?
Burritos is the way they say it. Burritos, I guess.
Okay. And is a jackass a donkey or a mule or what?
I'm not right sure what the damn things are. I think they're... A mule is what you call a hybrid. It has a donkey for a father, I guess, and a mare for a mother. Mm-hmm. I think they're not supposed to reproduce.
Huh. Wow.
I don't know much about them. They never had very many in this country.
And what is a remuda?
It's a bunch of saddle horses.
And just all together, or what?
The remuda is generally, like they call it a cavy sometimes, a remuda, a cavy, a bunch of saddle horses.
Okay. What do you call poor cattle? Cattle that aren't very good?
Scrubs.
And how about poor sheep?
I don't know.
Okay. And this is the fun part for me. What do you call, what do you do to young male animals if you don't want them to reproduce?
Castrate them.
What do they call bulls that they have castrated?
Steers.
And have you ever had a delicacy or called Rocky Mountain oysters?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have those a lot after you'd...
Oh, Jenny, we don't, but I've seen guys just toast them on the Brandon fire and eat them right there.
What do you call a castrated hog?
I don't know.
How about a castrated horse?
A gelding.
That's a gelding? Okay. Do you know about a castrated sheep? Okay. I remember you saying that sometimes you can get cows to move by using bad language. when you want them to come to you, how do you call them to come to you?
It depends. If you're used to feeding hay and just holler, come on, or something like that, where they'll come. It just makes no difference of what you say if you get them in the habit of responding to it and feed them.
Okay. And is that the same with horses, too, or?
Yeah, I generally get them to come that way. And of course, I get them to move, too. Same thing. I don't go too much for foul language myself. Some guys, terrible.
Yep.
But cowboys, as always, boys around ranches and cowboys and stuff, and they don't use the language that these people do nowadays.
Oh, really?
They used to be gentlemen. And you didn't see a cowboy sitting at the table with his hat on either.
Mm-hmm. Like that gentleman at the cafe.
These younger people think that cowboys have got to be dirty and nasty and stinking and rough and tough.